give me, first of all, the scientific explanation of what it believes deja vu to be.
There's a few different theories. One involves one eye possibly seeing or perceiving something, you know, a fraction of a second before the other eye does, which creates this sort of double memory. But that has been disproven because there have been people who are blind in one eye who have had deja vu experiences. There's other theories that the frontal temporal lobe, again, the same part of the brain involved with epilepsy, is what is triggered during a deja vu experience. So perhaps people are having a little bit of a spasm in the frontal temporal lobe. Yet the hypothalamus is also involved in triggering deja vu episodes. And that's involved in memory. So another theory is this is a memory glitch. It's nothing more than something going wrong in your neural pathways, and you are thinking that you're remembering something that's just happening. I mean, it sounds very bizarre to have a memory of a present moment experience, but that's exactly what deja vu is.
Now, what, of course, exactly is the paranormal or the supernatural version of deja vu?
To me, it makes a lot more sense. Actually, there's a lot of discussion, even among some of the scientific researchers, that are we possibly getting a glimpse of ourselves in another reality, in an alternate reality, in a parallel universe? You know, parallel universes and the multiverse theory, these are very popular theories.
Sure.
So if we exist in all these other universes, possibly even an infinite number of them, isn't it possible that in one of them we're doing the exact same thing we're doing now? And the deja vu experience cuts off when we make a different choice in one of those universes.
Or maybe it's out of kilter by a tenth of a second, let's say.
Exactly, exactly. So there is this idea that maybe we need to look at this as being more of an altered state of consciousness rather than a memory glitch. You know, maybe we're getting a glimpse of something like a dream or an out-of-body experience, a near-death experience. These are experiences that are starting to be grouped in the same category as deja vu.
You know, it's also funny. I can't remember now when the last deja vu experience I had. Sometimes it goes in waves.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you might have a lot of them. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it could be years before it pops up. It's very strange.
Yeah, we found some kind of unusual statistics that apparently young kids don't have deja vu, but I kind of tend to think that maybe they do.
I just don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
That deja vu decreases with age. That the more exhausted you are, the more prone you are to have a deja vu experience. So there's all these different, which, you know, people also report during exhaustion, things like sleep paralysis.
Well, but how can science, though, say that part of deja vu has to do with memory when you're looking at someone and you say, I know what he's going to say. Now, he hasn't even said it yet.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, he says it.
Well, what they're trying to say, and, you know, I mean, this is the more skeptical scientific explanation, is that you've had this experience before, you just forgot it. It's stored somewhere in the brain, and something now in the present moment has triggered the remembrance of that past experience, which was very similar, but not exactly the same. Now, those of us that have had deja vu, and it's a lot of people, know that what we're remembering in a deja vu experience is the present moment, and it is very finely detailed. I mean, you're remembering things that somebody is saying to you, what they're wearing, what you're wearing, where you are. And for a lot of people, those are all things that cannot have happened in the past because they're wearing clothing that they didn't own in the past. They owned it now. They're in a place they've never been to. They're in that place now. Everything is corresponds to the present moment. Yet it feels like a memory.
I wonder what the person that, let's say, we're communicating with when we're having this deja vu experience, I wonder what our faces look like when deja vu is happening to us. I wonder what they, you know, when they're looking at us.
Right.
I'm sure something happens. I'm sure.
They probably look blank.
Yeah.
It's like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
That is so true. Why aren't there more scientific studies into this?
There are a lot. You know, it's hard for people to get funding into something like this because it's not going to save people's lives. It's not going to cure cancer. It's just something that is intriguing.
It might cure cancer.
We don't know.
It might save someone's life.
Absolutely. But again, you're talking about theories, and that doesn't get the kind of funding that the hard research does. But there is quite a bit. I mean, we found University of Leeds in England. We found some universities here in the United States, Duke University, University of New Mexico School of Medicine, all these different places. And it was kind of shocking to see how many psychologists and scientists and neurologists and brain researchers were really involved in this. It's almost like it was a side project for them that they sort of got obsessed with. And they're very passionate about their deja vu research.